Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Dad's home.
Dad's home. All right, let's kick us off.
Well, I just don't understand why you're not attacking. What am I going to do? Block with a fucking dice?
You might. I mean.
Well, no, it's just bullshit.
You got a lot of mana.
What I'm trying to say is fine. I don't even have cards in my hand! And I talk like a fucking land! This is 14 of 17! Fuck!
So, are you done?
Yeah, go! Just go! I mean, go ahead and attack me!
I mean, well, first I gotta try to build
triggers
on my.
I don't care!
He's explaining the rules. This guy knows the rules.
Fuck, I'm at 6, dude!
Well, I can't do anything. It's my upkeep.
God damn it!
Yep. So, here,
we'll
do this.
Seriously, I'm
have they made the cards blurry out of respect?
You can only see him if you're wearing natural goggles.
Exactly.
It's a 3D.
It doesn't matter. What do you want to do? Balance my human?
I really don't know what you're next capable of is the problem, though.
God damn it. I'm losing my patience.
That's the only thing he's losing.
You're kidding!
Judge.
Fuck this game! Fuck you!
Can I say, clearly happened before. I reckon it was I'm not sure what you're capable of. That's a man who's had the table flipped before.
Yeah, he thought it was just some banging ass card he was going to pull out. And he was like, nah, dude, I got a table flip.
The first little complaint he saw, he's like, I know what's coming. The other guy. It's weird it's called Magic the Gathering, but the people that play it aren't invited to many gatherings.
Welcome back to the Mug Off, baby. We got a red hot episode. Another return guest.
This can't act like he never played Magic the Gathering in school.
Have you ever played? That just irked me. Have you played Magic the Gathering?
Yeah,
dude. Of course, yeah. You went to selective schools.
I played a fair bit as well.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Fucking dorks. I'm surrounded by dorks and Jerry.
I had to...
Welcome back to the Mug Off. We're joined by a very special guest, Tom Cashman. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for coming, Tom.
Your nerd story, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I just was never good at it because I feel like it was... I don't know. It was a good... Maybe my first introduction into how the economy works because I never had my own cards. I had to borrow other people's cards. Mm. So you'd play other people. They'd give you their shitty cards. They'd give you their worst deck. And they just have their awesome deck. And then they just fucking destroy you every time.
And poor you spent all your pocket money on the wizard costume, didn't you? <any cards? laughs>
Exactly, yeah.
Rocking in there, looking fly as hell. Yeah.
I've filmed a great celebration video for after I am victorious in this game.
Man, speaking of wizard costumes, do you remember one year when Tay had his birthday at Camperdown Park? Yeah. And then Tony Malone rocks out. Shout out to Tony Malone. I don't know if he's a listener. I can only assume he is. But maybe. Tony Malone.
Local hero.
He rocked up to the party just dressed as a fucking wizard.
He used to be the face of Rolling Penny Cafe on
I thought King he still
Street.
Was.
He no, they might have changed.
Got this hectic mullet and he showed up in a wizard costume.
Used to be the face of a cafe.
Rolling Penny Cafe. Shout out.
His like insignia was on all the coffee cups.
So he's on each cup. Is he out the front on the...
He was on like the light box at the front.
Okay, so that's pretty good. And are we talking like a cartoon version of him or
it's like a
straight up photo?
Just a drawing of him.
A drawing of him.
It was a sketch. It looked exactly like him.
Oh, no, he had a very distinctive look.
Okay, a distinctive look.
A very flowing mullet.
Dressed as a wizard.
Oh, but man, that's just him on the weekend.
No, man, he rocked up.
Is he a wizard in the photo?
No. He's just average Tony Malone.
I thought he was like, you know, if you were like the guy that played Captain Snooze and then you come to every party as Captain Snooze.
No, man,
it's like, mate, we get it. It's the weekend.
He rocked up to this. He rocked
you're
up
not
to
on
this
the clock.
Party. In
you
the
are
park.
On the clock, but you're not on the clock tonight.
He rocked up to this party.
You're next to the clock.
He rocked up to this party in the park, dressed as a wizard. And he goes, I thought it was a dress-up party. He didn't.
Oh, no.
He just thought it'd be funny to do it.
We were all, like, getting turned up one night, and then Taeyeon had the idea of, like, I'm going to make my 30th is going to be a live-action role-play. Like, he was like, we'll just LARP in the park.
And no one told him any different.
Well, then Tony just assumed it was still happening. So he was like a wizard. And then
was a couple so that was a passing comment said at 2 a.m. months earlier.
They were still LARP
you guys
for a while.
Staying up late doing your homework.
Yeah, really
crunching.
Yep.
Reading a lot of lines.
There was a spreadsheet and everything, like people's character. Like someone had a bard going at one point. And it's like, what's a bard? And it's like, that's another 45 minutes explaining that.
Is this Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but you play it IRL, like in real life.
Run around.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's attached to a particular, it's just whatever. It's not like LARPing can be, like it's medieval or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's not like we're doing...
Still some kind of like dice roll or something. Like there's some kind of
probably.
Strategy...
I don't know. Like, well, we've got an expert right here. You can ask to come.
Look, I never got in. I think that's kind of what I liked about Magic the Gathering. And I don't think I'd get into any nerd activity that it's clear what nerd shit you're doing from like 50 meters away. You know what I mean? It needs to be subtle in cards. Like we could be playing poker. We're not.
Beyond
it's
reasonable
much more complicated
doubt.
Than poker. And it's got a magical element, which is what makes it so fun.
You
However,
need to be able to...
people.
You need
away.
To be able to tell the officials you're not housing Jews.
Exactly.
I overheard.
Yeah. It's like bully protection. Yeah. It's like, you know, people that were like...
No, they're my housemates.
People.
I'm not protecting them.
Yeah. You've got like a deck of cards in your back pocket to like switch at the last minute if bullies approach.
I got to say, I hate to call you out like this, Cashman, but I did notice you came in my house and immediately took a shit.
did you do that?
Trying to get some runs on the mug-off board earlier, you mate.
I did not take a shit. I did a long wee while I reviewed what I was going to say on this podcast.
That's even worse.
I said that as if it was a burn I was getting out of it, and I realised as I said it, it was more pathetic.
You came into the fucking dojo, dude.
It's weird how tough you guys talk, particularly Jared, about how much violence he's been in his life, and when surrounded by kitten paraphernalia.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive guy, all right?
You forget that you're on video now, man.
I'm not on the streets right now, Tom, okay? I'm going to cuddle up with a cat.
Yeah. You're different on the streets, you think? You're more...
Oh, yeah, very hardened.
On the streets, he's the pussy.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm the pussy on the street.
Can you confirm that?
Says the guy who said, I can't buy a case. I don't think I could carry it from the bottle to here.
That was more of a money thing, to be honest.
Oh,
but
really?
I put it down to laziness. And you bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
A lot of deception going on at the start of this podcast.
That's the most obvious lie I've ever heard in my life.
But he fell for it, didn't he? That's what happens when you work with dopes. You just be like, oh, I'm weak. And he goes, oh, I'm fucking strong, mate. I could carry it. It's like, yeah, you could come and pay for it and I'll carry it. Yeah, he didn't fucking do that, didn't he? Fucking tight-fisted Irish kind of rich.
Duggan's economic degree has cost him that he buys a six-pack every day, which is insane. Like, buy a case.
I don't buy it every day. I buy it every week because none of you cunts put your hand up to do it.
No.
I'm doing it.
In life,
I'm
around,
doing it.
Just
buy
it out of, drink it out of a vat, dude, at this point.
Yeah,
like fucking hell.
I drink it out of a hat, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. When you buy a six-pack, what you're paying for is dignity. I know I'm going to want more, but I'm going to buy them in different increments.
You lose the dignity as soon as you come back for the third six pack.
Well, you're going to a different BWS.
Yeah.
I'm not walking that far.
True. Oh, dear. Can we disclose, Jared, our new relationship as trainer and trainee?
Oh, I don't know if the boys want to hear about that.
What's this? What are you teaching, Tom? What are you teaching?
I don't know. We can keep it under
I figured.
I'm going to keep it under the drinking hat, as Duggan would say. But if you want to bring it up, that's fine, yeah.
I thought he called it the breakfast hat.
It's kind of a... It's turning into an every hour
it's
of every
day. It's
the
hat with two beer cans on.
Oh,
it's like
right.
A,
yeah, yeah.
That's
not, that's
he drinks
bad.
Himself stupid every
helmet.
Night.
Yeah. A beer helmet. I just said hat because it rhymed with that before, and these dopes haven't been able to...
What's your favourite meal, Tom, if you had to guess? Like, not to put you in... Just say one of the top
beer.
10.
If I had to guess my own favourite meal, it wouldn't be a guess. If I don't know, who does, mate?
Good question.
Yeah, who's going to confirm?
Exactly.
Who's going to confirm the guess?
Yeah, you'd have to check the the receipts.
What's my favourite meal?
I'm going to say this, but I'm going to go on a limb here. Dexy's on Toast doesn't rank in your top 20, whereas it's like an everyday affair for this cunt. Crushing it up and putting it on top.
I wish I had enough Dexy's to fuck around with bread soaking it up.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a grim... Like, people are like, oh, I don't know if I should sign up to the Patreon. We need it, cunt. All right? Yeah. We really need it. Look how we live.
Or just like if you have a psychiatrist or whatever that's cool and could just prescribe as Dexy's, that's fine.
Well, that's awesome as well. Yeah.
We're going to say do free therapy.
Oh, no. Just for
no,
the
no, not interested in that. No.
You save the therapy. I'll take the Dexy's and yell the therapy at my mates.
Yep. Yeah. Into the mirror. I'll figure it out myself.
You guys want to hear about my dad? He rules.
Let me just bury myself in my work.
Cameron, I don't know how to tell you this. You've been to 10 free sessions from the government, but therapy isn't just you telling me every week how much your dad rules. We need to get deeper than this. It's actually very important for your progression.
The Cameron, how does he rule?
Yeah. That's the other approach.
Yeah.
That was my... Because we used to live together.
Yeah.
And I had a plan for a prank, which I didn't do because it was crazy.
Okay.
But was to tell your therapist...
Yep.
To tell you that your therapist was lying to you.
Interesting.
I'm pretty gullible. Well, I like to
you
hear
really
it,
are.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is thinking about like just texting Jerry like at 1 a.m. on like a weeknight, just being like, hey, I'm pretty worried about Yaz, and just trying to keep him up at night.
Oh, yeah, don't do
would
that.
Would that work on you?
100%. All I do is worry about
you. Actually, are you okay, Dave, by the way?
Don't do it today.
Man, Yaz
told me reaching out, be like, would you take that seriously if a friend was to ask
whether
you wanted to reach out? Would you?
I was smoking with a buddy, and we just thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
Man, thinking about ways to keep up Jerry.
Yaz told me about this prank, and I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
All right. For one, it's really gonna fuck with him, and I think
that's the game.
It's not even a prank. It's just a
very believable
thing.
Well, that now I'm starting to think that might be the case. Everyone's like, don't do that.
It's like the boy who cried black dog, and then when you walk this thing back in here, and we're gonna be just patting it.
Mm.
Well, thank me for bringing the dog, man. Yeah. No one thanks you for bringing the dog. It's cute. It's life of the party.
The boy who cried black dog, that would be Robert Plant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yes, can I thank you for having a spot on impression of that exact song. After that reference, absolutely flop.
Remember laughter.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's funny you talk about when we're living together, because I was going to bring something up I've been keeping this close to my chest. You know me, I don't like to lie.
You're very smooth, very shaved chest.
I don't like thank you to Manscaped for my very clipped shaved chest.
What's going
chest.
On? They're coming back, or they want a piece of us again?
I don't know. I've got to wait and find
out. I was thinking I've never sat in a room where I was so sure that everyone around me had smooth balls.
I'm Indian, dude, and I bet since they're not paying us anymore, I'm not using it.
I'm Indian. You say that like I know what that means about balls. Indian blokes famously have
hairy balls.
Hairy?
What I mean, you know, it's the regrowth.
Wait, what are you pointing at me for?
No, I was just pointing around. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you're out.
I'm playing fast and loose with the point.
Careful, man. You can get someone hurt.
I'm really pointing from the hip.
Someone came to the pod half cut. A bit too much confidence.
The funny man. It's
fucking
fine.
Conductor over here.
As long as I'm being funny, I can point at whomever.
We've all been halfway through a sentence, forgotten where it's gone, and thought, I can get out list with confidence.
I don't know if we ever released. There was a pod where Duggan just showed up blind.
We should do that on the Patreon.
To release it.
Release the one with Duggan.
Nearly unlistenable.
Me and Jerry are just like, oh my god.
Oh wait, that was my fault. That's why we didn't release it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
absolutely not. Absolutely.
We'll release it.
We'll release it on Patreon. But fuck me, it's an abomination.
I disagree. I don't think we should release it. But I'm just saying it wasn't entirely my fault.
Well, it's kind of a two-on-one.
Like having a cake and eat it too situation. no one else to hear this to assess what the actual problem was. We'll put it to a vote.
You know, we'll leave it out there.
All I need is one person to be like, "Can I hear that episode?"
Yeah.
Hey, you're done. It's on the Patreon this week.
Well, I was going to talk about this, Tom, because this has been eating at me.
Mm.
I did something to you, and I've never told you about it.
Oh my god!
And I feel horrible about it.
Sure,
but
I reckon he doesn't. But
what do you think?
Well,
it is?
It's Okay.
I reckon he's slow wound up. He ate one of my chips once.
He's a psycho. I mean, he's an absolute fucking psycho.
He's half smiling. I don't think he feels that bad.
I do feel bad about it. But Tom, as you know, when we lived together, sometimes you would do laundry. Sometimes I would do laundry.
Yeah.
You know, but we shared one line.
Yes. No, that's true.
Yes. Yeah. You wouldn't dispute that?
No, absolutely not.
I want the records to show that he does not dispute.
Wait, you would share one clothesline.
We had one clothesline, yeah.
We only had like a few...
like how many rows?
I reckon like three rows. And to be honest, when we got there, on the lease, when we signed it, it said dryer at the front, like in the special bit where it's like extra stuff.
Yeah.
And I noticed dryer. And I remember noting it because when we inspected the place to see if we wanted to move in, there was no dryer.
So did you bring it up?
Yeah. No, but I noted it to myself. I'm like, oh, what great news.
I thought you got us a dryer in the end.
Well, this is the story. And I noticed when we moved in and I was like, oh, there doesn't seem to be a dryer. I'm sure it's on its way though. And after about a week...
Book and Rain Man.
Can you imagine the passive aggressive emails you're getting on the other end?
We're halfway through a dryer story.
No, it was fine.
Subsection C of the lease. I think you'll find.
This cunt's filibustering.
Filibustering for 2 years throughout the lease. But I emailed saying, like, when's this dryer coming? Looking forward to this.
Yeah, what am I, Al-Qaeda? Give me this dryer.
Gracious. And they were like, there's no dryer. And I'm like, but on the lease it said dryer, remember? And we've signed it. Like, too late, dickhead. you're not letting us out of stuff it says in the contract.
Yeah, you know exactly.
Mean, like, give us the fucking dryer.
Maybe I won't pay this week.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Just because it said in the lease. Yeah,
Tom took him to adjudication as well.
Did you over the dryer?
No, that was at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. That was about the four ants that they took a picture of.
The four ants.
And so we had an ant
tell
problem.
The dryer story first and then get into the ants.
Yeah. But then I'm like, no, so the you know, we need this dryer. And they said, is there a line out the back? And the back was like a little smoking area. It was a box, maybe 2 meters by 2 meters, which had, three lines across it. That's like the, it's not even a line.
Sun never hit it, really.
Yeah, never hit it because it's like, you know, two levels up. It's like a little kind of open space.
Mm.
And I'm like, there's like three lines out there. Like, why do you ask? And she's like, dryer. That's the sun. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
God's dryer.
That's wrong.
That's not three lines.
That's actually not right.
That's three lines.
This is classic tricky behavior from
you. I'm not having this.
And I am actually surprised you'd have the balls to do that because that is wild. Actually, no, that was a guy who called me, tried that, and I went, that's ridiculous. And then he went... Okay, and then hung up, and then someone else called, like, sorry about that bloke. He's clearly the guy who accidentally put it in the lease and was like, I'm going to have one shot to try and talk him around.
I can fix this. I can fix this.
So you got off the phone.
I'm going to have a...
That's three lines, mate. We were expecting an eight ball. This is not good enough. Mm.
Larrikin's law states that if I call him up and he agrees to it, it's fine.
Exactly. He is hoping the guy on the other line is the dumbest cunt who ever lived, so I'm going to make a call.
Luckily, I handed the phone to you, and the rest is history.
But then, so hang on, what were you doing with the line?
Oh, Tom, I don't want to get into it. All right, I'll get into it.
Yeah, you kind of started this.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. So I noticed from all the times you would do washing that your socks... Bit thinner than mine, a bit more comfortable.
Oh my god.
May have pocketed a pair. Started with one pair. Wore them around. Just to see how the other half went.
Are we talking like Thurlows, like the expensive ones?
Oh, no, they were your business socks. You know, man, I'm wearing socks.
Oh, no, it's like they're not even your expensive ones. Shit one. It's like, and I'm walking around in them, and I'm feeling like a king. Fucking idiot.
I'm walking on cloud nines.
Is it possible the difference was more something that you'd made up in your mind?
Yeah.
I've just never seen a sock without three yellow stripes on the top, and I thought, man.
I reckon the difference you felt was that they were washed and not full of cum.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my god, the lack of crustiness is sensational on the toes.
The abrasion on your foot.
Your socks all become sandals after a point. You gotta like fucking strap them up. They just go under your foot. They're too hard and too flat. You can't get in there.
That's so annoying because you sometimes. I mean, this has happened with other people. I think this might be a, like an ongoing problem with.
I don't know where you're getting. I don't know where you're getting them.
Because I see in other people's washing, and I'm like, oh, we have the same socks. You know, like lots of people have similar socks, but I think lots of people are just stealing.
What
my
kind of
fucking socks? Well, now I'm onto a great
They're like
brand.
These thin, beautiful business socks. They're just like, it's a pleasure to touch. A few times I'd see them come off his hot little toes and I'd be like, soon, my precious, soon.
Yeah.
They'll be mine.
I feel like you're not disclosing exactly everything you were doing with them. That's all I'm...
Yeah. But yeah, I reckon
you
I...
You bring up how soft they are, but not really talking about how much you wore them.
Yeah, and where.
Yeah.
Well, they're essentially useless about. In a work boot because they grind to the side of the boot and die. Yeah. But I had a few good times on the weekends walking around king of the fucking castle.
In your loafers?
In my loafers. Yeah. In my... yeah, it was... I never apologised to you for that, and I'm sorry.
Wearing the fancy socks down to the ivy and getting rejected.
These would go perfect with my white tarakash shoes.
Ah, this is the dress code they're after.
Oh,
still
only
rejected, okay.
If only I had an SMP belt to suit this. Wait, yes I do.
Wait, surely these socks will complement perfectly my Rip Curl polo shirt.
In these white tuxedo shoes, I can't be wearing any sock, okay? I'm going to be wearing fancy business socks.
The bouncer's like, mate, every time I look at you, everything I look at is more retarded than the next, but you're getting let in, mate, because those socks are absolutely stupendous.
You got your baggy jeans tucked into these fancy business socks.
But yeah, I formally apologise.
I hope that one day I can find it in my heart to forgive you.
Wow. That's a start, though.
But
that's
that
a
day
the healing process.
Is not
yeah.
today.
Yeah. That's okay.
Are you good with that, Jerry?
I expected as much. No, I expected as much. Yeah.
Well, this is like 0.0 from now you need time to heal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feel gaslit a little bit because I think I had an inkling.
Really?
And I think I thought better of you, mate.
Who were you suspecting? Perhaps someone else in the house.
Well, you just know. You see in other people's washing your socks and you're oh, are they mine? Or
and then you think
has someone else bought socks from the same shop?
Hang on, has Jared come into any money recently?
Hold on, that might be my socks. Beta male like me will never mention this.
Yeah, that's true.
You're as opposed to the alpha solution, which is bury it for 5 years and then bring it up on a podcast in an extremely apologetic manner.
Jerry just like trying to alpha you, just like wearing it around on his stick. He's like, this is my jerking off sock. And you're like, hope that's not mine. He's like, well, he didn't mention it, so
there was
mine.
One time I was sure I was going to get caught.
Like jerking off into it?
No, I heard him come home and obviously I was running around the house like a dog, hands on feet, and I had the socks on my hands and my feet, slipping around the floor. But yeah, managed to get a scoot around the corner before he caught me.
Oh my God.
As soon as you leave the house for work, this dipshit's fucking
oh my God.
Businessing in your socks.
Exactly.
Probably something lamer though.
Really making full use of that 2x2 out the back.
It's risky business, but to like Hilltop Hoods or something. I don't know.
You're lucky I never put a camera in my room because I thought about it when I was fucking your mom.
Funny you should. My man. It's funny you should mention that because the second thing Jerry had on his list was him bringing up him putting a camera in your room.
How bad did you think it could have got? Like, what was your highest fear?
Well, that's what reminded me of it is the sneaking into my room and looking through my stuff and doing something only
Skinner
could imagine. You know, like something whatever he'd want to do would be the worst thing.
Like folding one corner of your rich dad, poor dad book on page 69. So when you go to read it, you're like, this is something not right.
Exactly.
That's not where I was.
Fucking with the... Exactly. That's this kind of small
that's a good little prank.
Gaslighting thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as much as this is a podcast, Tom, there is it's a bit of an intervention as well. Something's been brought to my attention.
This is what happened last time. I didn't tell one fucking story. It was all just stuff that you have about me.
Just so you know, I'm in the dark about all of this again.
Yeah, me too.
Last time it was just you defending yourself against wussing out of a fight when we were accused of being gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this time it's something more, but I'm happy.
Well, he thought there was nothing to defend. He was like, well, we are. So, can't fight you on that one. Sorry, dude.
I would fight you, but I'm wearing some really nice socks. Okay. I can't fuck these up.
Yeah. That's why we got it. Do
you remember that time we found that
fantastic
tiny little hole, like under the sink?
Which sink?
That's one of the smallest holes I've ever seen in my whole life. Surely my own dick doesn't fit in that hole.
Man, you were fucking the waste disposal?
Yeah, how'd you get it in there? I'll never forget what you said that day.
That's one of the smallest holes I've ever seen in my whole life. Surely my own dick doesn't fit in that hole.
Man, who was laughing? The other housemates?
That's fantastic, because I'm aware what bits those are from, and I don't say anything approaching. That's a lot of editing.
Thank you.
You've done a fantastic
job. I
got to
say, watching it back, pretty funny.
You've done a great job there, not editing at all my words and replaying them exactly as I said them. But the only thing that you didn't consider is that I actually speak a new language where the word tiny means huge.
Oh.
That is the equivalent of an opposite day response.
Man, you must be the shittest lawyer.
The word,
I believe,
the word guilty maybe has the word not before it in a silent.
Your Honor, I believe that falls on opposite day.
Every day is opposite day when I'm on the case, mate.
Oh man, if I was like, look at my lawyer dog and it's you, I'm going to jail.
Oh. Oh dear.
Well, I wanted to bring this up because it's brought to my attention. So, I believe
another one.
I believe
you've been on high alert all week.
You working much this week, or you get rained out, or what's going on?
I had a few days off.
Yeah, okay.
You know me. I
just been keeping your ear to the ground this week, huh?
Going to ground, going to growl, getting ready for the podcast.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
Oh. But Jared's the only guy to fuck the little birdie that told him something.
Okay.
That's one of the smallest holes I've ever seen in my whole life. Surely my own dick doesn't fit in that hole.
Now who looks stupid?
You reckon it wouldn't fit in a little birdie either?
Yeah, it was about him, so yeah. Dude, thanks for playing a good tag to the joke I said from me as
dude,
well.
The term is cloaca.
Can you do that in court? Just play recordings of yourself saying...
I noticed from you, Judge, that what I'm saying isn't really convincing you, so I'm just going to play a recording from me at a previous trial doing very well.
Sustained.
Oh, I'm going to allow it.
Have you ever sent someone to jail and just been like as they're getting sentenced, just been like, I mean, wasn't my crowd tonight? Exactly. Like,
ooh, yeah, gotta admit, I was being pretty funny up there.
Must be a few backpackers here or something. I didn't really get the references.
Tough crowd. Yeah. Weird kind of United Arab Emirates jury almost. It's like you're being tried in Dubai and you're about to get killed. I don't know why you flew me in, mate. These international gigs, they're difficult.
And do you reckon a lawyer, as their clients ever getting sentenced to jail, they just go, you win some. Sorry.
Probably.
Not tonight.
I have another sip, man.
My lawyer. Sorry, we're just distracted looking at something else and then came back in half-cocked having a go at my bitch.
All right, no, listen, guys. We can't have this. Not in front of Tom. Okay. Remember, he's the enemy. So we gang up on him.
Oh, dogpile.
We dogpile on him. This is what he wants. He's dividing and conquering us.
I'm not buying it for a second. There's clearly division here. This is like when you're up 2-0 in a soccer game, the other team starts yelling at themselves.
You want to play defensively now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Watch it all crumble.
Fine, I'll go to goalie.
Oh, you're fucked now. He covers the whole goal.
You never get one through the back of this net, mate.
Did I ever tell you about like that time I had to go to court for like this little tiny thing, and then my lawyer was like,
"You had to go to court for your dick?"
Yeah, dude.
Oh, now you're like,
yeah, all right. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
broken yeah. through the other side.
Yeah, restock the helmet. This cunt's on board.
Yeah, congrats.
That's one of the smallest holes I've ever seen in my whole life. Surely my own dick doesn't fit in that hole.
Oh, I don't like this. Get me a beer. But then, my lawyer was reading the fact sheet, and it was like, it mentioned the court, the Cooper's Arms Hotel, and then he's just like, reading it. He's late, by the way, so I'm like...
Late to court.
Public defender.
Your legal aid lawyer.
Like, I called him a bunch of times and was like, dude, are you on your way?
Did you pay
like,
for this cunt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
if
boy.
Anyone wants to use him...
Get her!
I think he's out in Putney. But yeah, use him if you need a criminal defense lawyer.
I reckon don't. He sounds shit.
We got me off.
Oh, right. Okay,
yeah. We used the Jody Gordon
after
defense.
It got him off after he got charged.
Listen, dude, I'm sorry about the criminal record. The least I can do is a hand job in the alley.
I'm really good at getting my two fingers together real tight.
Yeah. I'm going to need to get an extra paralegal in here to jerk this thing off. It's very big.
This is a two-man job.
It's crazy. They don't throw guys like you in jail for having the biggest cock. I got nothing.
Criminally small, I'll still have a go at it.
Certainly, it's it's a hung jury, but it's not.
It's this kind of precision you hired me for.
Yep.
The bit here is that his lawyer is fucking him.
No, they knew. I think they got it. He wasn't fucking me. But what was my...
Yeah, he got...
He was late, but then...
Yeah, he was late, but then he was like... I was like, oh, the Cooper's Arms is where I got caught. Mm. And he was like, best word of my life was at the Cooper's Arms Hotel. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm going to jail. I was like, I'm in trouble here.
This guy got a root at the pub?
He got a root at the pub.
Get her!
Putney. You got to use him. He's the best.
That's so funny.
I think
so
we can keep
funny.
That name in. That's a promotion.
Oh, yeah. This is like...
This
listen.
Is not slanderous.
Yeah,
is,
no, I don't think
this
so.
This is big in a bloke
he
up.
Is want, it? Is this slanderous?
Oh, I don't think it's great for his reputation.
Well, he got me off the case.
Like, yeah, yeah, like yeah.
I
totally.
Beat the charge, so... Mm.
So. You probably forgot to mention that the person he rooted said mad root. Good lawyer, mad rooter. That's now that's a promotion.
It's happening again.
Yeah, we're going to get that mix right.
It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Just enough to get him.
I'm just so happy it's off me for a bit. Like, keep going.
Dr. Jekyll and wish he'd hide.
Oh, I don't like it. No. Someone give me a beer.
Yeah. Take your medicine, you drunk piece of shit.
I don't like this at all.
I'm
firing on all cylinders at the moment.
Take that jacket off while you're at it. Cut the tracksuit loose, I reckon.
Oh, you can't be doing that. Oh, that is slanderous.
That's slanderous.
Good to see you got sleeves on tonight, Jerry.
Yeah. Mm. Is that because of other people calling you fat in the Patreon app?
No, it was a lot of jacked out comments I saw.
Yeah. From eating fat foods.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
It's a real back and forth there, huh?
Oh, that was... Oh, that's so a real hot potato. Let's say
Oh, man.
Fucking, you two are both in a tugboat behind the ship's captain now.
And the only reason you haven't said anything dog shit is because you haven't said anything yet.
No, I just got to feel hold on. Fucking sure.
I'm getting heaps of. I'm getting to my point that's been interrupted a thousand times.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. What was that?
I was, look, boys, we need to unify against this kind of right? I forgot the enemy. Yeah, I know. We're going to get
after the way they've been treating me, I'm on your side for the moment.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something, Tom, that's, it's come to my attention.
Fucking hell.
Wait, I'm going to get a beer.
I wish you'd written another segue in between all these bits. You've got such a list there.
I love it.
Segues weren't on the list, huh?
It's good. So, a little birdie told me that you're at home with your lovely girlfriend, minding her business, and then a stranger come rapping, knocking at the door outside, and you hid behind your girlfriend and made her go outside and face this stranger, while you laid safely under the couch.
That's not what happened. I feel like it's close.
Oh, man. Is that close?
No, I think that...
Yeah, as you got to get back here for this. It's going to be a real pound.
Wait, can you get me one?
So Tom hid behind his girlfriend when a stranger came to the door.
Oh, I didn't.
Yep.
And okay. I feel like this is actually fine
you
for
think?
What I'm about to tell you. We... it's not great.
Not good.
We were at her house and we heard a commotion outside. And someone kind of yelling, like, oh, right?
I'm crazy. Send your boyfriend out.
Well, I was thinking, why does anyone need to go out at all? But then, no, there was someone probably in distress where they need help, right? And I think this is more a testament to my girlfriend's, like, bravery than mine. I was just kind of like, you know, slow to assess the situation.
Then you're cowardice.
Let's have a peek out. I went to the window to have a look. She went out the door and then I'm like, oh.
Peeping Tom.
This is a door one, is it? So I went out in the door and there was a woman who had kind of dropped her. She was a motorbike person and her motorbike had kind of fallen kind of on her.
Yep.
She was like, ah. And then this is where you were angry at me for this. She was, it wasn't like on her, but it kind of scratched her on the way down. But she was like trying to pick it up real quick.
Yeah.
And like in a kind of a frantic way. In my mind, I was like, let's relax. Yep. You know, like let's just take stock. Are you okay? And
easy
then
for the guy who's not got a motorbike on him.
Like, no.
Let's just chill out
It wasn't on. Maybe on a toe or something. It wasn't foot.
Toe, head.
Same thing. Torso, whatever.
Can't tell you how many times I've been pinned by something on my toe. To the point where I can't move and I'm screaming for help.
Crazy to break your spleen when a scooter's on your toe.
But then my girlfriend helped and got it, and then the woman right away. And then, I was left there being like, I did nothing there. But, I was just trying
my
to get
a better
sense. My
issue is not with happened outside. My issue is with you putting her out in the line of fire.
I didn't put her out. She's shot out there, and I was at the window with bars on it, by the way.
I mean, it doesn't look good.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. But
you
I
know, like, the thing is, like, you normally, you know, on some level, she's clocked that now. That when it comes to the crunch, you're going to hide, and she's going to have to deal
totally,
with it.
Totally, but can
it's
I put
so
this back to you?
It's so funny if you're just in the window just shushing them.
Have you ever been, like, flogged before, Tom?
I've never been flogged, and I feel like this is a thing that upsets Jared, but I think that he is under the impression, because of fights he's been in, that the world is a dangerous place.
The world is a
the
dangerous
world is
place.
Prison light. But I've heard him say.
Prison light. It is prison light.
If you just had,
not in
like,
my experience.
If you just had
the world is actually not very violent if you don't involve yourself
it's
in
Candyland.
If you had your
oh my god, my feet feel amazing.
It's actually quite easy to hide from the violence.
Exactly.
Isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. And I suppose when there's a woman you care about who you don't want to see be the victim of violence, that's where it does get tricky. But I don't think. I think
that's where it gets tricky to hide and let it happen.
Yeah. And not have mates bring it up later.
But it must be hard to strap it to your arm as a human shield for you. Because normally people would be like, protect the wife and kids. But if you had a kid, it'd just be another body to hide behind. Stack them up.
You having a family is sandbagging your house.
Yeah.
You're going to have 10 kids. I hope they're tall as well.
If that happened to me, if I did that, I would probably be pegged by my girlfriend that night.
You reckon?
Because I would have been like, I gotta cop this.
I can imagine you trying to tee up your mates to come around and manufacture that situation just so you could bring up getting pegged.
Probably, dude. I don't know.
You're backing into her on the way, but she's walking back in the
honey,
house.
Honey, you sorted out the problem, which means I have to give up the cooch.
Whoops. I'm sorry, I guess you want this. She's like, no, I wouldn't mind to lay down. I'd just help out. You're like, nah, peg me.
All right.
Nah, I deserve it.
You better get that belt on, Beb.
This is during the fight with the guy. You're like, I think I'm losing. He's like, no, I think you're winning. You're like, shut up, dickhead.
Sorry, mate. Just as she wins this fight against you, I am going to strap the champion's belt on her.
Yeah, she walks into the bedroom holding it up in a bathrobe. I'm the challenger.
You suck.
Just spreading the cheeks. Come on in. Good
just
lord.
Just screaming bullseye.
The water's fine. I'm a coward. I deserve it.
Have you been pegged?
No.
Scared you might like it.
Don't bring up pegs. I'm going to get flashbacks when you stole my socks off the line.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, when you wear socks as rough as mine, you don't let the woman go out and defend the house.
I just think that I feel like if you go out with me, you forego being defended as one of the benefits.
I'm like that.
How do you get anyone to go out with you?
Lesbians.
What?
Lesbians.
Lesbians. Ooh.
I go out with girls who had very soft fathers.
Good thing.
That's great.
That's just how people end up. People with hard fathers who expect that. I would never.
How
be
many
able to,
times
no
is
many
your
hours
hand?
I go out with girls who had two dads.
Exactly. Do you want a third dad?
Because I'm not capable.
Exactly. I'm not gonna do shit.
How many times have you had like your hand fractured from a handshake from a tougher dad?
I wanted to do a bit about that where I feel like it should be a thing on Tinder. Like you say, what your star sign is. You say how tall you are. You say what your interests are. You should have to say how scary your dad is. Right. Some of these blokes, I don't want to meet them.
Did I tell you guys about like I was dating this chick like way back when, and then she had family in like Dubbo, so we went out to Dubbo to go visit her family. Mm. And they were like heavily religious, this family.
Mm.
Not my partner, but
so heavily or heavy and religious.
Don't worry about him. Keep going.
Well,
fat Christians are the worst.
I think they were Pentecostal, even worse.
I don't even know what that means, but sounds heavy.
Like, that's a tier of like white. That's like
it
just
sounds
above
fat.
It's like you only find out about them at the Eyes Wide Shut party.
Okay,
it's tiers of white.
Yeah,
and then so like we had dinner at their place, and then we were all sitting around the table. Dad's at the head of the table. Mm. I'm next to like the auntie, my partner, you know, cousins and everyone spread out, and then the local priest came to have dinner because that's what you do, I guess.
In the country.
In the country.
Wow.
And then he was like saying grace, so we all had to like lock hands. So like, just grab me your hand. And then I'm so you're me, and then I'm my girlfriend's auntie.
Mm.
And then we're saying grace. Everyone's closing their eyes, and then she's just.
Fuck off.
Oh, giving you the fingers in the palm.
She's rubbing the inside of my palm.
Circles?
Yeah, like circles.
Ooh.
And then I like open my eyes and it's just like, she's like closed and just doing that and just...
Oh my God.
That fucking probably made her year.
Yeah.
Like
really?
Getting to do some shit like that with a younger man. Yeah.
When the eyes are closed, that's the time to flirt.
Oh my
God. That's when God's not watching.
I bet
she
was doing a one-eye.
That's why it's called Amazing Grace, because that's when you get a little footsies under the
table. You think I should have like knocked on the door at night? And
yeah, you got to think of like...
Yeah, I'm saying you should have fucked that auntie, dude.
I definitely should have
fucked that auntie, dude.
She would have fucked you, probably. Like, that's all the excitement you're going to get.
No, I think she just was having a bit of fun.
But...
in a place that was, you know.
Mm.
It just kind of really creeped me out.
Like, yeah.
I was like, how old were you?
Like 22, 23 or something.
So you were of age. So she was
athletic prime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's probably what she was wanting. Was like,
premium years.
No, no, no. My better years are ahead of me. Trust me.
Duggan's like...
This
she
is
was
very vanilla now.
Duggan's like, you were of age. Which
dude,
goes
she
to
wasn't
show how his morality works.
Like
either pedophilia or not pedophilia.
Those, in all,
those
in
are the
all
black and white two moral options.
Dude, in all states and
right
territories in this country, she was in the clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that for a fact.
I've actually looked into it. I have that poster on my wall.
6 years above legal age in Victoria. 7 years above the legal age in South Australia. Right. 5 years above.
You sound like someone who might work on this pod as well.
Like, I was just kidding, and you started rattling off some real numbers then.
You weren't lying. Huh?
Yeah, I've looked into it for a bit. Bit of fun. Oh, can I tell a fucking mug-off story?
Yeah. You might. Yeah, sure.
Well,
done
we're actually out of time,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, let's wrap up.
You have anything to promote, Tom?
No!
To take us home, we'll just get a few words from Bloke Dame Edna.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing characters now. I just want...
Okay.
All right, so I'm Bloke Dame Edna.
Okay, yeah.
G'day, possums.
I love it.
Yeah, how's it going, possums?
Man, you were talking about this on the Patreon, right? I had this real funny idea that you're going to win the Barry, and you're going to win it so hard that they're going to rename the Barry the Barry.
Man. Yeah, they're going to call it...
Because it's about Bloke Dame Edna.
Yeah.
They're going to have to rename it the Barry, or Barry's Barry, or something like that.
Mm. What about Barry's Balls? I got nothing.
Yeah, they'll name it that.
It's going to be a while before I win the Barry. What about Barry's Balls?
Yeah, tell us this mug off, Tom.
Yeah, come on, Tom.
Well, I was thinking of times I've been mugged off, but then also thinking about revenge, which I feel like is like an underrated theme.
Oh, it's a lost theme of the pod.
Yeah.
It's a lost theme. And I just had a few experiences as a child where I saw the biggest mug off that I've ever seen. And I did a good thing of revenge, but kind of accidentally. I didn't do the revenge.
Found a woman close to you and pushed it in front of you.
Yeah,
exactly. Just a very avoidant behavior my whole life. But I had accidental revenge when I was about 8 years old. I was at a friend's house playing soccer in the backyard, and we were just kicking a ball around. And this friend of mine, he had a younger brother who was like 4 years old. I remember being aware that he had like a bit developmental issues. Yep. Not like he wasn't like disabled, but like he wasn't where he was meant to be at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Four. He was about to go to school, but I don't think he could do some of the stuff you kind of want like a 5 year old to be able to do. And like he was naughty. He was like kind of frantic. Maybe probably had ADD or something.
Like this
you know
kid.
What I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you got held back.
No, I didn't get fucking held back.
I get fucking held back.
You got held back.
I didn't get held back.
This cunt is at least 30.
You can't count the 12?
This guy did fucking kindy
when
you like.
This cunt had like 4 or 6 birthday parties.
Oh,
and he was too retarded.
School's
to
easy.
Realize.
You do 6 years of primary school, and then you do 3 years of year seven, and then you do the rest of high school.
Says the guy who's like never finished a trade, a degree, a stained glass window course, yes?
COVID ended that. COVID ended that, and I'm back at it now.
Jerry
already missed 2 classes.
I've already missed one.
Jerry had 4 cakes shaped as a 6, and he was like, cool, cake.
Jared's like, I read at a 7-year-old level. It's like reading at a 7-year-old level doesn't mean reading the number that's on your cake.
Long walk up the hill to nowhere, that one.
It was a rough one.
can't help you there, Tom. Sorry.
You hate to see a champion go down like that.
You can't all watch me burn, so fuck you.
That one's staying in, Tom.
Oh, fair enough. But so I'm at this guy's house, and I mentioned his brother, and we were playing soccer out the back, and the mother was like near us. It was like winter, so it was kind of cold. We were playing soccer, and she was like watering the garden, and then she kind of accidentally kind of like sprayed me with the hose.
Oh yeah, accidentally.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, and then.
I don't even have the headphones on.
Duggan just knows what's happening.
Very intuitive at this point, this pod.
So you're all wet.
What's the deal with being wet at a birthday party?
I haven't even made a joke. You just played it and then said a joke that was lame that I could have said. But no, I suppose I'm obligated to say that you got me.
Obligate. Come on.
We got you, bro.
Your Honor. I'm sorry for the interruption. Continue your story.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm just trying to make your podcast
good.
He's
not sorry. He's teeing up another one.
Oh, dear. Now I'm embarrassed to tell the story.
No, that's good.
Don't be. You got wet by this mum. And now, what were the cans like on it?
Fantastic.
What was it?
And I'm back. Yes, no.
What race was the mum?
White.
Yeah, right.
Nice. And
and you often say white's the hottest race.
I don't often say that. I often think it.
That might have been how I crossed my wires.
Yeah, totally. No, I definitely wouldn't say hottest race, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But I should reframe purpose of the story.
You hear
though.
That, white women? Tom's not interested.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, oh, no. If
so you think white women are ugly?
Yes.
Well, I've just spoken to a fucking idiot.
Some of the hottest women are white.
By the way, before Jared plays these things, he has his finger hovering over the space bar and a very excited look in his eyes. So it's very clear that something's about
to
happen.
And he's already made the decision of what one he's going to play to.
Well, exactly.
So if it doesn't meet up,
well,
it's getting played.
It's
anyway.
Quite frankly difficult to know what to say.
The Ray Hadley situation. One is a good one, though.
Yeah, so what does he say?
He says,
well, I've just spoken to a fucking idiot.
It kind of bleeds into the Rex Hunt, this little bloke here.
Yeah, really need the iPad to get it.
Yeah, we usually have an iPad for this kind of malarkey, but yeah.
Sorry. Keep going with your story.
Yeah, so anyway, this...
we're nearly at time, but so I'm just sorry.
This might be the only story, so you could just...
Oh, right, okay.
Absolutely, don't listen to these dogs.
I just wanted to clarify that the mum wasn't... didn't have a... like, she wasn't a looker.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Sure. Good to clarify that, you weirdo.
I think that would change the dynamic here. This
but
was.
She had great tits.
I mean.
Are you telling me she's a looker? What are you looking at, dude? In my head, that's a looker.
Yeah, what were you looking at?
I think
brain?
You're the looker then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a looker.
We're both lookers here.
So I'll Stephen Gawking over here.
Stephen Gawking. I am so horny from your average face and marvelous cans. Mm.
I am wet, but only if those tits were wet with that hose. Mm.
If I could feel my penis, I would know that I am soaking wet.
Surely this is Stephen Gawking.
Yeah.
Instead of Stephen Gawker.
Mm. It's Stephen Gawking. He's
oh, okay,
so
yeah.
off
yeah.
to Epstein's Island.
Yeah. He has to catch a submarine there.
Yeah, you got a submarine there.
Yeah. I mean,
Stephen Hawking got a submarine.
Can I say
like, you wouldn't read about it
if he didn't go to Epstein's Island? He's not the smartest man. Only an idiot wouldn't use that power to go there and at least have a look around, see what's on offer.
Yeah, I'm just gonna spin me real.
Oh,
spin me
real. I'm not here for any of the ritualistic stuff. I just want to meet Chris Tucker. Yeah. That's why I'm going. Your Honor, I just wanted to recreate all the outtakes to Rush Hour 2.
I just said, just want so Stephen Hawking be in there, be like, who you got there, Chelsea Clinton?
I just wheel Steve, and you got to do it to Steve. You got to like do the gefilte fish.
Damn, he could be Rush Hour 3 as they wheel him into the ocean.
Kick the door, Jackie. Okay, Chris Tucker. That's my favorite one. He calls him Jackie.
In the movie.
Like, just in the outtakes. He's just like, what? From scene to scene, he's just like, yeah, okay, Jackie. It's like, my name's not Jackie in the
dude,
movie, dude.
That is level 101 acting.
Oh,
That's a classic extension of like Only Reads Playboy for the articles, is only on Epstein's Island for the chat.
Yeah, only on Epstein's Island.
Want to meet a few powerful people.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in the mood for a massage.
That's the Malcolm. I was just having a look.
That's the Malcolm Gladwell defense. We were a bunch of intellectuals. We were just hanging out. We had no idea.
Yeah, who is this crazy guy and why are we doing it on his jet? It's like, you know Malcolm.
I mean, it is an invitation you'd say yes to if you didn't have the the context.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to an island. I'm keen.
Do you reckon Ghislaine Maxwell should get on Cameo?
Yeah.
What do you get her to say?
Happy 8th.
Oh, hello, yes. It's lovely to meet you. Listen to the mug off, yeah?
Or something like that.
Isn't that how she talks?
That sounds very much like Adele collecting her coffee.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing characters on the Patreon. This one's Adele.
Here we go.
Recently attractive Adele receiving a coffee.
Sorry, do you mind if I set you up for this one?
Yeah, please. Okay.
Latte here for Adele.
All right here. Thank you. Oh, thanks, love. Oh, thank you.
That's it.
Adele, Jamaican me horny.
Yeah, man. This name's going to get cut out. But when you saw that photo of Adele being all Jamaican, did you think, like, what the fuck is
get her
doing? Did anyone else think that?
Fucking hell. That one broke Duncan. We got a man down.
It's gonna be sick.
The fuck out of
here. You tell me you didn't think that.
Oh, man. I didn't, but I have
before in similar situations. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's quite a frequent thought I have.
It took Cameron offline. He was offline.
The poor listeners aren't gonna know who we're talking about.
I'm cutting. I'll bleep the name. But
yeah,
I'll leave it.
I'll bleep the other stuff about the tattoo too. Yeah, as well. Okay. That's very.
Fuck.
It's very prominent.
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
Oh, fuck. All right. You guys finish this one out. I'm done.
Strap it in the helmet.
You're at a children's birthday party.
It's not a birthday party.
You're playing soccer or something. We don't fucking care.
Oh, this sucks. Anyway. You are getting me. You fucking are getting me.
Sorry. No, go on. Sorry, Tom.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good to actually get God. Because you were talking talking about me being the enemy before, it's like I haven't copped anything, but now
We've got you once more.
But it wasn't a birthday party; it was just me and this other guy, and we were playing. And she sprayed me, and you're still laughing.
It can't be, dude. Come on,
hey, he's dead.
It's really gone. I was picturing that photo so much.
That one slipped right under the wicket of his funny bone. It just destroyed him.
That's why we're friends.
Oh, man. Fuck, hello.
I've never seen him laugh this hard at
anything. Me neither.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, so...
It's okay.
Wait, hold on.
He's starting to get a bit antsy about it.
So you're playing soccer.
You're playing soccer.
Just talk over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jerry would.
I'm just trying to... It's like when you're doing stand-up and like a few things happen and you're like, I can still get it back. But I'm actually doing the calculations and I'm like, it's very difficult to get a laugh out of in this situation.
I reckon you could get
the percentages are getting smaller and smaller. It's like, it's getting further and further away. The goal is still achievable.
You're in the pound now, little dog.
Oh, my God. Exactly. I'm really going to find my way.
There's a new fish in the tank. That's taking to town, boys.
There's a lot of things to take into account.
I smell fear. I don't know about you, boys. Oh.
You're in trouble.
I can smell burning hair after that joke. I think I might be having a stroke.
I smell a fish that hasn't got a fish to push in front of it.
I don't know what that means.
Hides behind his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. Fish don't have hands, Jerry. Come on.
Oh, anyways. Sorry, Doug. And he's back. So you're at the playing soccer.
You're playing soccer with this kid. The mum.
Yeah, the mum has sprayed me. Yep. You know, we covered that.
This is so boring. Let me get a drink. Sorry, keep going.
Shut the fuck up, James.
I'm with you, Tom.
He's such a redhead. Jerry Roadblock McGowan.
Yeah, he's the worst.
And so basically, sprays me again. You know what I mean? Like she's clear. She starts cackling.
I'm kind of on board with this, Mom.
It's very funny.
She starts enjoying spraying me.
Where was she spraying you? Like right in the face?
Just doing little flicks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's cold. And I'm like, oh, what? And she's cackling. She's not spraying her own son. Spraying me.
Well, you got to spray your own son too.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Otherwise, it's just kind of
just
weird.
Just to make it look like it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
And perverted or something. Exactly. Yeah. She's kind of enjoying it. And it got to the stage. I didn't know. I kind of checked out, kind of like a situation with my girlfriend. I didn't know what to do. Kind of froze up.
Yep.
And
pushed this kid in front of you?
Well, no. He had to say, "Mom, stop spraying Tom," you know? And, you know, that I didn't really think about it. But looking back, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But then also that day, and this wasn't deliberate, but this is the revenge bit. Something this happened, and it didn't do this because of the spraying incident. But later that day, I was at his house still, and I went to the bathroom, and went and took a shit, and like I'm 8 years old,
in the
whatever.
In the cistern.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you top deck it or something?
What no,
did you
it wasn't a deliberate...
A reverse kangaroo.
I'm just, in my mind, just going to the bathroom. I've just simply gone to the bathroom. And then I'm finished and I go to get the toilet paper and there's no toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, okay. But
where's
I'm
the
eight.
Hose?
I don't really... Yeah, exactly. Now I'd love the hose. And I don't really know what to do. But then eight-year-old me, I'm like, oh, maybe it's one of those ones which I've heard about where there's no, you know, no remnants or anything. You can just, you don't even need to wipe.
Yep.
And I'm like, maybe I'll just test to see whether that's the case. So I'll just touch my asshole and just see whether there's anything there. So
with what though? Like, what are you touching?
My hand.
Yep.
Sure. Mm. And I'm like, just a bit of a touch, so nothing serious. And I touch it and then bring my hand up and it wasn't one of those ones.
Blood. Blood.
I was like, just lots of, quite a bit of shit. And then that freaked me out and panicked. And then I just wiped it on the wall.
Yeah.
Kind of instinctively.
Tile wall or actual wall?
No, wall, like your wall, like paint.
Paint, yeah.
Instinctively. You were just in the like, bathroom, I was like, you didn't instinctively wash it.
Well, I was eight. I was sitting down, still pants down, and was like, ugh, ugh, and then very, just wiped it on the wall.
I panicked too.
Yeah,
probably.
Hadn't been in a situation like this. And then looked at it on the wall, and I'm like, well, that's not, that, you know, that's not okay to have done.
Mm.
And got out of there pretty quickly.
And left the shit smeared.
Left
on the,
shit. I mean, I didn't know how to deal with this situation.
Only 8 year old to ever ghost a party.
Hey, you might want to get the hose in here, lady.
Yeah. Exactly. But then about half an hour later, I was hanging out in my friend's room and we walked down the hallway and I looked into the bathroom and the 4 year old brother with developmental issues is being held by the scruff of his neck face into the shit on the wall and being hit on his ass.
Oh, like a dog, like rubbing their face in the shit.
Not face in it, but like being shown it and being like, no!
Oh man, what do you reckon? So you took revenge on the retarded
exactly.
brother.
I got revenge, but in the wrong way.
Yeah. Fuck.
So wait, and not to like fuck with your sleep for the rest of your life after this, but do you reckon he developed normally after that as a 4 year old?
Yeah, I reckon.
Having his face held to real close to shit,
he
that
wasn't
he didn't.
That close. It was just being forced to look at it. He wasn't like.
Is that mum playing checkers? You were playing chess. Setting up a retarded son to go down.
You want to spray me with the hose? Good luck dealing with this forever. Yeah.
Fuck.
But it was only after I was on the way here and I was thinking of.
This is fucking crazy.
I mean, it's very funny.
Have you ever seen this kid again? Or is he just, has he been in this? He's like that kid from The Butterfly Effect. Do you ever see that Ashton Kutcher movie, The Butterfly Effect? Like where a different thing happens and the kid gets blamed for killing a kid and he's like, nah, you did it.
Yeah.
You killed it.
You watch that movie like, every night and go, oh yeah, if only I'd gone back, I could have beat Demi and Raw.
No, I used to, but then it got to 2000.
I was this close.
I got to 2013 and I'm like, nah, if I keep going, I could end up fucking stealing socks and being an apprentice at 33.
Well, that's just cruel, you fat.
That's
piece of
a
shit.
That's the one where he ends up with no arms and legs and can't even drown himself. That's
me.
The description I just.
Dude, if you need me to help you take you out like a suicide pack on IRO, get that K-Day.
Yeah.
Fun. I'm fine. I'm very
Dude,
happy.
If you seriously ever need help killing yourself, I'm there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
All I need is someone else to be like, let's start that suicide pack. Right, come on.
I thought you meant just him.
I'll help you make the cordial.
If it ever gets to the point where I'm crushing up prescription drugs to eat on toast, yes, I will call you Yaz. Until then, I'm going to live life.
Well, I mean, I should hope you call me if you're crushing up prescription drugs.
Yeah.
So
I would like the invite.
Fantastic Saturday. Yeah.
Wait, okay,
and you're going to kill yourself right now after you've crushed up all these drugs and we haven't snorted them yet.
So I get all of them.
If it gets to the point where you want to
Can I have that in your will? Can I have the Dexys in your will?
And I'd love to... And to my Dexy prescription, I bestow to Yarraman Thorne. It's like, he doesn't need them.
good luck going for the long sleep after eating that toast.
Maybe that's how you'd like, if I was on death row, they're like, what's your final meal? Like, what about a billion Dexies? I'm never going.
I'd just refuse to have a final meal, then they can't kill you.
I think someone's tried that for sure.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'll have a meal, but not my final one.
Ooh. You've had an 8-hour slow cooked? I'd like 8 years slow cooked. Thank you very much.
Exactly. So I would be like, just take me to the buffet at Star City. And then, like, I'd still be there right now. I'd be in my prison greens right now, just still in there.
It's
like,
actually
just,
all you can eat. It doesn't specifically say
just
a time.
One prawn at a time. Like, I'm a slow eater.
It's all I can eat.
Metabolism. No, I've got to keep an eye on the metabolism. Oh, I used to fuck up that dessert bar. I miss it, man.
You're the only guy during COVID who misses the buffet.
I never hit it, but I hear nothing but great things. I've hit many.
Dude, it was like...
Who else have you heard it from, though? It's always Yaz going to the casino to eat the buffet for 4 hours.
Been in a bit of a blackjack as well, but yeah, mostly the buffet.
Wow.
Can you leave, play the tables and come back?
Surely not. You got to stick around, dude.
Yeah, you got to play the tables and then go to the buffet because you're doing fuck all after a buffet.
There's a couple of cigarettes afterwards and a few stretches you got to do, but you can get around. Like,
stretches.
You can gamble still.
You got to wear the track pants to the casino so you got room to move.
Yeah, you never go in anything other than elastic waistband.
Yeah,
first of all,
that's grim.
You're going in your Ripper's
pants
to the casino.
Man, that is heaven. So we're doing this for like Christmas party this year. We're going.
We're still got to have our end of financial year.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, you want to come to that, Tom? You want to come to our EOFS?
EFIS.
Happy EFIS party.
Mug off EFIS.
Yeah, end of financial year.
Yeah.
Do you remember we're at Jerry's girlfriend's party when he went to bed early and the three of us just hung out with his girlfriend? Just talking shit, drinking beers. Yeah. They're like, man, you're cooler than your boyfriend.
Yeah, I protected your girlfriend from a bad route.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. You guys are you stayed up so late. I don't know what was happening. But,
I don't know, but Monica was holding court with the rest of us, that's for sure. We were all having a laugh. God, that was a good night, actually. Mm. I had a good time.
You had a great sleep.
you had a great sleep? Did you?
Yeah, I think so. Are we going to pull the stumps up soon? I'm tired. Speaking of sleep.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we got. I mean, that was a pretty good rocket.
Oh, actually, we've got more shit. We got reviews and
stuff. Oh, yeah, you got an email, yes.
Fuck.
I got it here. I got it saved.
Have you got it saved?
Yeah.
Do you want to read it out?
Oh, look, that's...
Let me read it out. I did some practicing.
Yeah.
So...
A lot of these guys are going through their lines. They can't just read stuff.
Oh, fuck. Exactly. Wait. Where did I put it?
I've got it saved on the laptop.
Yeah. I think I've got it here somewhere.
Why didn't we get Tom to read it?
Oh, yeah. Tom, do you want to read this? What is this?
It's not even read.
It's not written the best.
We got to get a reader in.
Fancy socks over here. We need to get him in to read a fucking text message.
The big city reader.
I've got it here as well.
You want to read it?
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah,
you've practiced.
I did a little bit. I workshop everything.
Yeah.
All right. So this is from Tufty Bojangles Instagram account. Hey, guys. Just listened to episode 52. Where you shouted out me and my boyfriend, Cal. Very fucking funny. Thanks so much. I've got a revenge mug off to tell you.
Could we just fill in what the mug off was?
Oh, yeah. So Cal, if you didn't listen, I think it's on episode 52. He said a shout out to his girlfriend because he'd mugged her off big time by making out with her best friend in front of her on New Year's Eve. He was like get a mug off. And I was like, I don't know, dude. That's more of a dirty dog move.
Yeah, some of the mug offs we talk about are kind of like less immoral, so they're
he's trying
like
to get
a funny element to them.
He's trying to get that one bounced down to mug off court. Yeah,
exactly. No, it's on a podcast, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's not dumpable.
It's not dumpable, it's a bit of a mug off.
He also sent it into a Cool Guy Move podcast. They didn't read it. He's like, okay, it's not that level.
I've got a revenge mug off to tell you. One morning, whilst Carl had the worst hangover and a heavy Mandy come down, I think that's what they call MDMA over there, I sent him the lyrics to High School Musical's I Gotta Go My Own Way, a breakup song. He immediately did not understand, called me and proceeded to have a panic attack on the phone before I told him that it was a joke. Safe to say, it took him a while to find it as funny as me and my mates did. Looking forward to hearing more from you guys. Keep up the good work.
So I guess you just like made him have a panic attack.
Yeah, you really got back at him.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite the revenge story.
Guys, I'm going to do a don't be together. Yes, you should not be together. You guys, this is not love. This is not a relationship.
You guys sound like nasty neighbors at this point. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grow a fucking big ass fruit tree and I'm not picking up nothing. Yeah. Anthony that falls in his yard, I'm not fucking picking
once
it up.
Once we start hearing like, yeah, and Cal painted the front of the house bright pink to make me mad.
I was going to, sorry, I did have one more thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if the boys know this story.
What's this, a little birdie told you?
Little birdie told me.
A little birdie blew him.
Do you remember when we were in Adelaide and we saw the best show of all time, Elvis Doesn't Love Me?
Yeah.
This is a great story.
Wait, Elvis Doesn't Love Me?
It was called Elvis Doesn't Love Me. Me and Cashman had a few hours to spare from selling no tickets at night. So we thought we'd catch a show.
Sick. No, it's because we had a brilliant show on at 5:50, the prime time.
That's a good time, you think?
No. Yeah. The sun was still up for another 2 hours.
So we go to...
Why would you book a show there? It's like a venue thing.
This sounds they like don't it was offer, years ago.
Oh, that's exactly.
Years and years ago.
Oh, you think they'd get more pull now? So they're doing a worse time.
Well, I mean, Cashman's got producers and shit. He's not doing a 5:50 show now. Not in Australia anyway. Mm. Jerry obviously still is.
Self-produced.
Till I die.
Self-produced. Jerry's going down now. The only thing he's doing at 5:50 is flying for Cashman.
He reckons I can open for him if I keep doing this.
Yeah, if only I was on that Cameron Duggan
path. Yeah, open the doors and let people in.
If only I was on that Duggan path of losing $100 last year in Melbourne.
Yeah, but at least he can't. Like, he got
making $100, idiot.
Sorry, making $100.
I got my remittance advice of $100. You fucking, I'm in front.
Yeah. Did you make $100?
Yeah.
Profitable, baby.
Yeah. But I mean, on paper, I did.
Sure.
Unless you're the ATO, in which case I'm heavily in debt. Or if you're me, I'm heavily in debt.
Sure. You're talking to yourself in the third person.
Yeah, I am. If you're me.
Unless you are me,
oh,
which
hello,
I
Cameron.
Am.
Why don't you guess your favourite meal? Oh, thank you, Cameron, for the question.
Hello, me? Do I want another beer in the helmet? Oh, I think I do.
Can I have... A bonus guess, and is it, can you tell me, please?
Oh, hello, me. What am I going to spend $100 on taxis? What do you mean we already snorted them?
Way to write one joke for this whole podcast, Jerry.
One more than you, cunt.
You've been doing this Dexy bit for a while now. And as someone who actively takes them, I got to take offense to this.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what you could benefit from is taking Dexies. It might help you write a new joke.
I don't need to stay
up. Yeah, that's what Jared needs. Dexies.
I think so.
You're going to talk to me about writing a new joke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking rich.
Look at this.
Can't have
please.
Any quit comedy?
Aren't you still doing your fucking Raw set on
Magic
Mike?
Don't look at me. Like, I'm like, please, guys.
Didn't you quit comedy?
Taking a break for COVID.
We're taking a break for fucking summer or something like that.
Guys, we can't let them see us fracture like this.
write it down and read it later when you're not drunk. It'll make more sense.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway, Tom.
Yeah, you had a story you wanted to interject. Help us out here, man. Please. Elvis goes to jail or something. Was that what
we just saw a terrible show. I don't remember heaps about it, to be honest.
I apologize for snapping on you, Cameron.
I don't know why you snapped then.
Yeah.
I'm on edge at all times. You know that.
You should get into Dex's, dude.
No, I can't take any more fucking.
Get into weed or something. You need
something. You gotta get into something.
Yeah,
dude.
I just work out heaps and I feel better.
I don't think it's helping. The karate is not helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about taking Tom to karate class?
No, I'm taking him. I'm going to.
Would you do
we got our
class?
Own thing going on.
He's training me.
Really?
Yeah,
he's
going to.
One-on-one.
Well, he's going to show me a way to work out well and efficiently. I'm not doing karate.
Have you got some sort of wall at home that needs heaps of fucking fist holes in it?
Not
yet. Yeah, as long as they're tiny.
Knowing you'd get your girlfriend to punch him too. Honey, could you just go punch a hole in that?
I'm very frustrated. Fuck the wall.
I'm so frustrated. Could you just kick the shit out of that IKEA furniture for me?
Put a couple of tiny holes in the wall.
Play it.
That's one of the smallest holes I've ever seen in my whole life. Surely my own dick doesn't fit in that hole. That's one of the smallest holes I've ever...
And we're done.
What's the biggest glory hole you've ever used?
That's a trick question. I've never used one.
All right, you still got it, boys.
It's hard to still get. There.
So what was the story about this shot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're finished. It was so good. fucking...
A lot of editing there.
A lot of editing
it's
there.
It's going to be a shambles, this one.
No, it's good. It's a rocket. Okay. But we went to the show, Elvis Doesn't Love Me. It was a 100-seater. 550. Great time.
Yep.
And we're in there, and it's pretty full. I remember being like about 80 people.
Yeah.
Majority full.
80%.
More than us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Me and Tom were sitting in, I think, second or third row together.
Nice.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
550 is such a dog shit time. It's the worst.
But it was like they'd move tickets or comps, whatever it was.
But
it
dude, that was our time. I think this was later.
No, I think
this
was
show was at like 7:30 or something. It was like pretty.
I felt like it was early. You might be right.
The Elvis show got a better run than you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, they had way more people there. It was
you guys were absolutely the ones that had the 550.
Yeah.
Look, especially at the fringe. Like, but yeah.
No, I think it was. It was like 11, and we were on hell late.
We weren't like, dude, it was fucking sun up when we were on. You could see all the upset
faces.
What's
the year we were on? Because we did it a few times. But it was when you were there and we were on at like 11:30. It was like crazy. And then Chris Radburn went long and then we were on at like 12:30 at night. Do you remember that? It's all irrelevant.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this show. So the show starts. Lights go down. Spotlights come on. Two guys dressed as Elvis in wheelchairs acting retarded.
Oh, my
rolling
Lord.
Around the stage, drooling, going, duh. Wait, and I was like, Tom, we've picked a winner here.
Wait, so like.
So two kings.
Two.
So it's just an empty stage.
Empty stage.
Curtains raise. What's the first thing you see?
Two guys in wheelchairs dressed as Elvis, drooling.
Yep.
And rolling into each other all over.
And that goes for how long?
A while, but not long enough, because I was howling laughing, going, this is the best shit I've ever seen. This is amazing. Yep. This is so funny. And then the next character comes out. She's kind of a nurse kind of character or whatever. And then what we figured out from watching it, first of all, if there was 80 people, there was probably 80, 90% walkouts throughout the show. As soon as they come out going, duh, 10 people straight away.
Really?
Straight out. I'm loving it. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Any show where I see people walking out, it's like, man, I've got to see what's going on in there.
That's when they should put seatbelts in, like theater chairs.
Yeah.
So I'm lock me in. I'm not going
you
anywhere.
You can't, baby. You're on the terror.
Yeah.
It's scary, but it's also thrilling.
Yeah. And you want to get the photo halfway through it. Like, there's a lot of good things.
I feel like that's something that you don't want any photos. I want no evidence of being there at all. But
I'm getting a photo with them afterwards. I'm waiting at the dress. I've got the flowers. Like, you guys did it. Well, I don't know how you did it, but you did it. It's crazy to me.
But can I sit in the chair?
It's like, oh, man, I'd be so excited.
So the show, it goes on. This woman comes out. She acts. She's a nurse character or whatever. And she's like, oh, my God, Elvis has get back into bed. And they're like, we don't want to. Rolling around the stage, eliciting huge laughs from me. No one else, really. And then it kind of became apparent from watching the show that one of the... There were serious actor types or whatever. And one of them had... He kind of had three impressions.
Yep.
Which was he kind of had an Elvis. He kind of had a Michael Caine. And he had a De Niro. So at one stage...
Were they all retarded?
No. Well, kind of. Like they were... At one point, they're like, we're in England. He goes, oh, hello. Good to be in England. He's doing his Michael Caine and shit. And then they go back to America and he's going, yeah, you know, it's a tough suburb. Like he's just doing everything he can. And one of those things is rolling around in a wheelchair, drooling or whatever. It was the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. At the end of it, the woman came out with like a Who Weekly and just goes, these images, the expectations, they're too much for me to live up to. And started ripping it up and like throwing it in the air.
There's a message too.
Every cliche you've ever seen in an actor performance was in that show.
The classic two wheelchair Elvis cliche.
I don't know what that... I was going to say, what is that? What is that old trope?
Well, I'll tell you, because it ends, it turns out that the Elvises, they were the nurses and she was crazy.
Wait, how would they come to that? Like,
in the end, she got in one of the wheelchairs and started rolling around drooling. I swear to God.
Was she drooling and shit as well?
She was drooling and shit as well, going, duh. Oh my God. And then they were like, we got to get her in the other wing. She's acting out too much. She's like, don't put me there, duh. Oh
my God. I liked her reading the script the first time she got proposed to her. She's like, well, at least I'm not one of the retards. So she keeps reading. Oh, no.
I should have agreed before I should have read the whole thing first.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Fuck, it's been quite the record. We've got two reviews to read.
Yep.
If Jesus. We can do them. Very emotional this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have really, it's been, we've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good. So two reviews. The first one.
Gashman, did you want to promote anything?
Oh, you're going to promote?
You got a little show you're doing.
I've got a podcast.
Yep.
Called The Good Stuff. It's, I think the 17th. Like podcast called that when you Google it and scroll down. Didn't do any looking into whether that was an established. It's actually quite a common name for podcast, really, when you think about it. But it's one
that
of
is so out of character for you.
I would have thought there was a graph with of like most popular podcast names.
Yeah, I think the word good and the word stuff, all very common words in the podcast game.
Yeah. What about a name change? Would you ever consider?
I think
a name?
It's a great podcast. I listen to it.
Oh, thanks. I mean,
when I can find it.
I mean that's. The brilliance of the subscription.
Duggan's the only member of the show you've had on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't think I didn't clock that. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up. I thought you might.
Yep. Totally. Yeah.
But turns out...
I like that you low-key played you're a fan to try and angle in anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, I've been doing that for months and it hasn't worked. I've brought it up so many times.
Anyway, what about those reviews?
So we'll get back to these reviews. You promoted the pod. That's all you're
doing a show on Thursday night, this Thursday night, that I did happen to weasel my way onto.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, at the Gladstone.
I assume you didn't know about that, but I am the reigning champion of that show.
Wait, did you wrangle yourself onto that?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have to be on. I cannot believe that they didn't have the reigning champion of that show on. I quite legitimately am the reigning champion of that show.
I thought that was a person of interest list at the front of the pub. Like, yeah, stay away from these guys.
It's a bit of an Elvis Nurse situation. he thinks it's reigning champion.
Are you interested in knowing who the reigning champion is? Because it's me.
Well, I thought it was just like, these are the people who have already been told not to smear shit on the walls. So don't bother dragging them up and asking for that one.
Yeah, man. I agreed I wouldn't.
All right, have a bit of fun with me. Come on, man.
I'm number one.
I agreed I wouldn't. Deliver it in an angry way. It's like, well, you've made it real and you've vehemently denied it.
I agreed the hardest that I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, the important thing is Tom is a great podcast. You know, if you like podcasts that sound like they're recorded in the Tin Man's helmet, it's the place to go. It's amazing.
Yeah, Jerry reckons that you guys call each other from a payphone and then just record on
inside
something.
A submarine. Like one of you has a recorder at one end of the submarine.
Look, I did get told by a close friend. We've now got 20 episodes under our belt. It's been improving. There were some big mistakes early on. The mistakes are getting smaller.
Hey, we've been there, brother.
That's why in episode 15, I reckon, someone said, when you bleep stuff out, the bleep is, I reckon, maybe 5 times louder than the spoken audio.
That's why I did the Seinfeld drop, just so you could hear a drop that's not deafening. That's so good.
Yeah.
Let's get these reviews. Let's get them done. This is, I love this one. Corey Drone, Kings, 5 stars.
That's it.
3 absolute real ones. Get on the Patreon page, you dogs.
Yes.
What a sentiment.
A lot of people are saying that the last Patreon episode was very good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
If I could spook it a bit.
Do you want to read out any ones you haven't written?
There's 100 of them. So I'm flat out reading them. Setting up new accounts every week.
Jerry said I wouldn't smear shit again.
I don't know what.
He can't even have fun with it. He's got to be like, no. Our pod's better than yours.
I don't know what time it is. He can't even just. Nah, come on, man. I don't know what time it is, but I reckon we've clocked Jerry's bedtime.
Yeah, we have. We clocked it. If we're going to be completely honest, it was half an hour ago.
10:22. Okay. Fuck, it's a school night.
It is. I've got to get up at 5.
He got cranky 30 minutes ago.
I did. I legitimately did. I'm normally in bed, tucked in by now.
Well, let's read them then.
I've got one more. Yep. I've got one more, Mungo.
Can't wait for another Mungo. 30 minutes to finish this one.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, last one. Good stuff, 5 stars from Raubs.
Good stuff.
Love the show.
The good stuff.
All right.
You can find your podcast just under this review.
Yeah.
Love the show, boys. Although Jared talks a big game for someone I used to flog back in high school. Well, that's from Raubie, and the only thing you flogged was flogging me off. So give it a rest, Raubie.
Are you sure?
And
yeah, he's like he's a skinny fella.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good dig, but good on you, Raubie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I couldn't tell you some better spirits, Robbie. If you'd have called me half an hour ago, I'd be on my back laughing like a turtle.
Oh, well, it's great to finish on such an aggressive note.
Finish?
You guys got to punch his pillow now. Oh, I'm busting for a piss, man.
All right, let's pull the stumps up. Yep. As always, like, subscribe on
listen
iTunes.
To the good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. The good stuff.
Get on the Patreon.
If you want to do Duggan a favor, just get in the review section of the good stuff and be like, what about Duggan? Get him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. Mobilize. Yeah.
Let's upvote my begging.
It's not enough to...
Muggers, attack. Yeah. I want you to spam the shit out of that with zero reviews.
No, don't do that.
You know what's going to be so funny? It's like... One person will do it in the next 4 months. It'll be so embarrassing. Yeah,
guys, yeah. It's time to really demand Duggan on the podcast.
Let's get the hounds. Let's get the hounds on him, guys. The mug off army's coming for you.
It's just me, and I'm like, get him, guys.
Review from M. Crub Jones. Crab Jones.
All things can be traced back to us.
All right. Man, it's a great ep. Thanks so much for listening.
Maybe we'll next time you come on, we can talk some mug-offs you've had in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, man. Oh, hopefully. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I'd like.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Mug off, baby.